Nolte, California family says 12-year-old dead after school forced him to run in extreme heat. By John Nolte on September 1, 2023. Yeshua Robinson, a 12-year-old boy, died on Tuesday because a California public school forced him to run in extreme hot weather, the boy's family claims. Family members say a public school teacher ignored a 12-year-old's pleas for help before he died after being forced to run during sweltering heat at his Riverside County Middle School. Yeshua Robinson suffered a medical emergency Tuesday around 11 a.m. during his physical education class at Canyon Lake Middle School in Lake Elsinore. The temperature at the time was in the low to mid 90 degrees. Amarna Plummer said her nephew hadn't dressed appropriately for PE and was told to run for not doing so. She said, according to other students, Yeshua started feeling ill. He was reaching out to the teacher, saying he needed some water, Plummer added. He said he couldn't breathe. He was telling the kids this. The boy's aunt said her nephew lost consciousness on the field. He was transported to a nearby hospital and pronounced dead. Plummer asked, "Why would you have a child in his clothes? He didn't dress out, running a field." The school district released a statement that tells us nothing. "In this difficult moment, we are deeply saddened to confirm the passing of one of our students due to a medical emergency on one of our loosed campuses," the statement reads. "Our hearts are with the family, friends, and our school community. This is another one of those real-life stories with a coincidence that would never be believed in fiction." Yeshua Robinson's mother is a physical education teacher at a nearby district. Plummer, the mother's sister-in-law, says her sister-in-law warned school administrators about the dangerous heat. "We don't yet know who she warned, but," Plummer said, "she informs the administration. Do not let any children go out today for PE and what happened? She gets a call he passed out on the field. We don't know what happened. We don't know the full facts. What we do know is that a precious 12-year-old boy died. And he died of cardiac arrest, according to his family, which is almost unheard of without some sort of outside traumatic event. These public schools, man. If I were a parent, I'd work as many jobs as needed to keep my kids out of public schools. The sex crimes that make the Catholic Church look like Sesame Street. The sexual grooming and indoctrination, the inability to teach. These schools are no longer safe. Again, we don't know what happened. But if what the aunt said is true, what kind of sadist orders a child in street clothes, or any clothes, to run in 95-degree heat? A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I camped near Raleigh. When we camp, I'm like a kid. You can't get me inside. This time, though, the weather was in the mid to high 90s. Setting the camper up that first day gave me a mild heat stroke. I was sick for a few hours. It was awful. Running in that weather? Unthinkable. Forcing a little boy to run? Monstrous. Kids are more easily susceptible to heat stroke because they are smaller and hold less fluid. Shouldn't a gym teacher know that? But let's not forget that we are only hearing one side of the story. However, if everything happened like this, you can expect the school to blame climate change or racism. Homeschool, y'all. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.